And welcome back to another episode of Inspired Identities, where we come to inspire through faith, love, life, culture, theology, and many, many more. I'm your host, J-Bo. Let's get into this topic. Man, so this episode is really dedicated to the marrieds, man, to the married couples out there, to those who are getting married, to those who are married, to those who are getting married. One of the things I always recommend to people who are getting married is this. Have conversations, communicate, talk. I personally, in my personal belief, I believe that we should be willing, if you're going to give your life, give your last name to somebody, if you're willing to say, yo, this is the person who I want to spend the rest of my life with, I personally believe that you both should be willing to lay it all on the table before you say I do. And when I say lay it all on the table, I mean this. Like, tell each other everything. Ask each other everything. Like, ask each other from favorite color to, I know some people may crucify me for this, to even favorite sex position. Why? Because when you're getting married, there's so much expectation for everything. For how you're going to raise kids, to how lovemaking is going to be, to how you're going to get treated, to how your relationship with your family is going to be even after you get married. Like, there's so much on the mind of both the bride and groom that things would seem to me would be more simpler if you both, before you even, you know, get down to the nitty gritty, if you laid it all out on the table. Like, tell each other everything that's wrong with each other. Tell everything that's right with each other. Tell everything that you dislike and that you do like. Tell each other everything that, like your favorite foods, how you expect her to cook, how she expects you to work, to even in the bedroom, have those conversations on what kind of sex you want to, what kind of lovemaking you both want to have, what kind of positions you both want to, you're both comfortable with. Like, have these tough conversations ahead of time so that if you know now, when you jump into it, it won't be like the biggest surprise, like, oh my God, like I didn't know this. Like, just talk about it. And even for those who are married, man, for those who are married and you're going through a tough time, remember your vows, man. Like, I know times are tough and things are getting crazy these days, but we should really be willing to remember our vows, because I strongly believe that God put those in place so that we can always remember. And as an example, these are mine. Like, when I got married, these are the vows that I recited to my bride. Like, I promise to be the husband to take care of you, my wife. And these things I promise you. I will be faithful to you and honest with you. I will respect, trust, help, and care for you. I will share my life with you. I will forgive you as we have been forgiven. And I will try with you better to understand ourselves, the world, and God through the best and worst of what is to come as long as we live. Man, and for me, like, everybody has different vows, man. Those vows, to me, they spoke everything. Like, I know most traditional vows is through thick and thin, through death do you part, through rich or poor, through sickness and health. But to me, those vows put everything in the box. Like, I promise to get to know the world and God and ourselves. I promise to hold and be with you through it all. Like, if we actually went back and read our vows over and over and just broke it down word for word, verse for verse, like sentence per sentence, and you really just sat there and just basked in it, then I think those tough times for both may become a little easier, because then you'll remember the promises that you made to each other. You'll remember why you even proposed. You'll remember why you made that promise. Why you made those vows. Why you got on one knee. Why you said yes. Why? It'll all just come flooding back. because those vows stopped in time when you recited them. And they stayed there as a reminder that whenever you need them, whenever you need help, whenever you need that reminder, that they are always there. Those memories, those thoughts, those feelings, they're all in that moment with the vows. All we have to do is just go back and look at them. Remember your vows. Remember to not give up on each other so easily. Remember to, it won't always last. Like, the money problems, they'll come and go. Health will come and go. Kids will come and they will go. But you both will always be there with each other. And because of that, I believe that's one of the reasons why God says, when a man finds his wife, he leaves his mother and father and clings to his wife. Forsake all things for your wife. Honestly. Because at the end of the day, your parents, they're going to go to their home or they're going to go home with God. Your kids, eventually they're going to go to college, live on campus, get their own apartments, get married, and start their own family. Family and friends will eventually leave the house and go back to theirs. But your spouse will always be there. So when you're going through those hard times, remember your vows. Go back. Reread them. Experience it all over again. And remember the promise that you made to each other. Those who are engaged and getting married, before you get married, if you write your own vows, make sure you understand your vows. When you finish writing them, reread them over and over and over until you can fully grasp what it is that you're promising this person. Because marriage is a beautiful thing. And I believe it should last longer than what it's been lasting these days. It's your boy Jabo, praying for more marriages to last. Be blessed, you all. God.